The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This week's episode of Hotter Than Health. I feel like I start this these episodes the exact same way every single day. I figured I'd I'd sprinkle in a little variety. Let me be completely transparent here. It is 6:08 on a Wednesday night. It has been Charlotte, North Carolina has been in a cloud all day. Not a proverbial cloud. We've been in a literal cloud. I mean, you can barely see out. If you extend your arm, you can barely see your fingertips. It's so foggy. It's so cloudy. It's been raining all day. And I feel like this was my mind all day as well. Felt pretty sharp at work. And then when I got home, I completely just succumbed to the couch. And if you're having a day like that, then welcome to the real world and understand truly mentally, physically, spiritually, morally, theoretically, proverbially, I didn't want to record this episode. I thought, you know what? Maybe podcasting isn't for me anymore. And that's how I knew that this was menstrual, is because I was genuinely thinking, you know, it's just not calling to me anymore. The podcast just isn't my passion anymore. While it has been more challenging to delegate time to the podcast, it was a full menstrual moment I was having, and TMI, I'm sure. And if this is your first time listening, welcome. It is not always this chaotic. We have a lot to talk about today that will be organized. However, the intro is chaotic. Let's just own it. The intro is chaotic, but I have planned out this episode. I promise you're going to get some organized, beautiful, amazing, valuable content. But all of this to say, if you're having a day that you do not want to do the thing that you know you need to do, and you'll regret not doing it, you have the time to do it, but nothing inside of you is motivated to do it, this is your time. I can guarantee you I have 5 boxes behind me that aren't even fun packages. They're packages for work that the company paid for and just delivered to my house. These are the days where you just think, No. I don't want to. But you gotta do it, and you'll feel better for it afterwards. Oh, and a long time ago, small tangent. A long time ago, I purchased a set of 30-minute hourglasses. They're from Amazon. I don't even remember the brand. I don't remember the link. If you message me about it, I'll send you the link because I'll think about it at that moment. But they are 30-minute hourglasses. They're chic. They're cute. I have them as little paperweights. I'm going to flip it over right now, and this episode will not be more than 30 minutes. It'll be approximately 30 minutes because that's how they've been going lately. They feel really good. It feels like it's a good flow, and you all seem to be enjoying it. I think it's like perfect for a quick walk. You can get 2 miles in. Have a good time. Oh, but they're great for productivity and staying focused. I told myself, okay, I'm going to set this 30-minute why can I never think of what it's called? I just said it 10 times. Time? Hourglass. I always set this 30-minute hourglass, and I get motivated. I get excited. But I sat down, and I'm cramping. I'm wearing a robe. And I just picked up my phone and started scrolling. And I mindlessly scrolled IG for 15 minutes, looked up. It had been 15 minutes. And I just wanted to check the time. And then 15 minutes later, phones are life-sucking. Anywho, I hope you've had an amazing day. Happy Thursday. We're here. We're ready to go. I hope nobody's freaking out about things that aren't important. I don't know where, I just read something and I thought, huh, that makes a lot of sense. But I also know it would definitely ruffle some feathers. There would be people who think, I can't believe she said that. Who does she think she is? Anyways, it would make some people mad. And I'm just not in a fighting mood. It's time to be calm. Which is a fabulous segue. Go me. Which is a fabulous segue. Has it already been 5 minutes and I haven't gotten any value out? Yep. Awesome. Okay, cool. I hope you have all fast forwarded the past 5 minutes. Today we are talking about waking up anxious. We're going to talk about holistic approaches to reducing anxiousness. Disclosure, we all know this. I have never claimed to be. I am not a doctor. I am not a psychologist. I am not prescribing anything. These are not complete solutions. These are holistic methods that might not be the things that you see people talking about on Reels and TikTok. Like, here's three easy ways. Go put your feet in the sand. Go put your feet in the earth. Take a 1 hour spa day. Go do a cold plunge. Go do an ice bath. You know, marinate in kelp for 36 hours. And I swear it changed everything. These are going to be the minimalist's guide to reducing anxiety. And I know some people who listen to this podcast are beginning their wellness journey. They are thinking more about holistic and natural ways to remedy things. They want to clean up ingredients in their home. They're taking those initial steps, starting to get into the gym, whatever it is. Or maybe you just need to be reinvigorated. And then there's also people who listen to the podcast who are super into wellness and the natural lifestyle and or just biohacking, and they want to get really healthy and they love the weirdness. So we'll get into all of those things. First of all, thank you for listening. If you are listening on Apple Podcasts, make sure you're subscribed and make sure you leave us a quick 5-star review. The reviews are the greatest way to spread the word about the podcast. It's the greatest way to support. And if you're listening on Spotify, hit follow. We are going to start with some of the basics, and then we'll get a little bit more, I never thought of that. And this is, here's my, the foundational piece of this. The first few pieces of this, if you are neglecting the first few bits of this, of these approaches, it will be more challenging to reduce anxiety naturally with the other components. There is a foundational aspect, in my eyes, there is a foundational aspect of anxiety. And of course, talk to your doctor if you really feel like you need medication. Like, that's not my realm. These are things that I have done when I have suffered with extreme bouts of anxiety, or I'm having a day where I'm extremely anxious, or whatever it is. Work with the foundations first and then start to do these more accessory things that we'll get into that you may not have thought about. The first baseline pieces are reduce caffeine, especially before noon. So much of anxiety comes from a lack of actual sleep, thrown off sleep patterns. And you might think, oh, well, I sleep through the night. It may be that you might not be getting quality sleep. Highly recommend reducing the amount of caffeine you have throughout the day. And if you want to hear more about a protocol for coffee to reduce blood sugar cravings, energy crashing, just mood stability, go back a few episodes and check out the episode on caffeine. We do a full deep dive on it. Yeah, reducing it before 12, or at least like 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours before you go to bed that night. Reducing your screen time. And maybe you're someone that has to spend a lot of time on their computer for work. But what you can do is just take off the apps that suck most of your time after 7 o'clock at night. You will, one, get so much more done. Two, your eyeballs will feel so much more relaxed, less strained. If you can reduce screen time, if you're struggling with anxiety and you are scrolling on social media, but people are like, but I only follow really positive people and I always do all these things. No matter what, if you're spending time on social media, it does not matter if you only follow faith-based programs or if you only follow food accounts or if you only follow things that are seemingly not like compare and despair accounts or people that are giving unrealistic expectations of life, it's still the dopamine hits, the consistent feedback loop that you're getting that is reaffirming everything that you're thinking already. If you're thinking about anxious thoughts, or you're thinking about a guy or a breakup, or if you're thinking about health, or if you're thinking about work or money, any kind of stress, or you're just feeling anxious, it will exacerbate anything you're thinking. Highly recommend taking off the apps off of your phone past 7 p.m. or all day, but baby steps. And if that's not going to work for you, set a timer on your phone or set one of those app limiting settings on your phone. I don't know how to do it right this very moment because I don't have my phone in front of me because I'm a girl of wellness. It really works. You will fall asleep much more easily. Do not scroll while you're in bed, please, dear God. If you wake up and you're not able to sleep, the 95 times out of 100, the thing to not do is turn on your computer or your laptop or your phone or your TV and watch an episode of Netflix or watch YouTube or get on your phone. It's not the answer. Ooh, spent more time on that than I wanted. One of the things to consider when you're thinking about anxious thoughts, especially if you're waking up anxious, a lot of the times it's give yourself a few minutes when you wake up. Do not grab your phone when you wake up. Turn off your alarm and then don't grab your phone. Don't grab your phone until it's been at least 20 minutes. Like, a good, I'm telling you, there's only so much you can say when someone is struggling with anxiety and they reach for their phone in the morning to check an email, to check their Instagram, to check their text messages. It's not it. Trust me. There are so many studies to support the benefits of not grabbing your phone as soon as you wake up and giving your body the chance to reduce its cortisol levels to help reduce cortisol spikes throughout the day. But what I was going back to is, when you consider anxiety, oftentimes they say anxiety is your mind living in the future. And it's anticipating worries that may not even be there yet. And of course, there are legitimate things that to consider in life. There's health, there's finances. Can you keep a roof over your head? Like, there are things that cause worry. However, they do say that when you consider anxiety and you think about worry and things that could potentially go wrong, things that are going wrong, things that are stressing you, whatever it is in your mind, if there's something that you can do to create progress in a portion of your life, it can help to almost get control of the situation. You might not be able to control the exact situation that you're stressing or anxious about. However, it will give you that sense of, okay, life is not completely being pulled out from underneath me. I have some semblance of control, and I'll get to some examples of that in a minute. But confusing the future anxiety with real worry, and because if it's a worry that's not physically there yet, then life is too short to worry about that. Here, this is something that it's going to get a little deep for a second, and just bear with me here. Maybe it's because I'm menstrual. I feel like, and this is definitely a female thing, and if you feel this way and you have felt this way in the past or it resonates with you at all, please send me a message so that I know I'm not crazy. I feel sometimes if I am getting anxious or I'm getting these feelings of anxiety, I think sometimes it's rooted in some type of guilt or shame. The anxiety is not, oh, I have so much work to do. Oh, I don't know how I'm going to pay the bill. It's, oh man, I don't think that this person liked the way that happened. Or I think I did that wrong. Or they're going to be disappointed in me. Or, oh my gosh, do you remember that thing I did 8 years ago? I wish I hadn't done that. And you start spiraling. Sometimes anxiety can be pockets of guilt or shame. And if that's the case, forgive yourself, write it out, talk to a therapist, phone a friend, and put it into real life context, talk, say it out loud. And I can almost guarantee most times you say it out loud, you'll say, yeah, it was not great, but you know, I've heard this happen to other people and they got through it. Or, okay, when you say it out loud, it's not as bad. And then we catastrophize these things and we have these feedback loops in our head. And like, we just keep going. Let me know if I'm crazy there. Going back to it, we say, if you're feeling anxiousness, how can you create progress? And this is one of these tactical things where, okay, yes, you have the caffeine. Yes, you have the screen time, sleep, all that good foundational stuff. But here's when we get into the nitty gritty of a mini practice that might be good as a secondary mode of reducing anxiety. Is there something that you can do on like an hourly or a daily or a every couple hour basis in your life that might make you feel present and like you're making progress? Here's an example. A lot of times anxiousness comes from, oh, we feel a lack of control. And when we feel a lack of control, a good thing to do is ground ourselves or find something that gets us out of our own head and into one little task, but a task that's so low stakes, not a high stakes task, not like, okay, I'm going to go coach a little league football team that like people are relying on you, which is great. You go out and do, I love the Big Brother, Big Sister program. You know, I've been a part of that, but I mean, buy a puzzle, order a $3 puzzle on Amazon or find a puzzle. Maybe you have one at your house, lay it out and get like a piece an hour. Or even just flip all the pieces over. You will feel so good. You're like, dang, I have all these pieces. And then guarantee you're going to at least try and get a couple corners in. Or organize the corners into one space. Doing something small like having a puzzle. Or having a coloring book. They have all these adult coloring books. Remember that was a thing? Remember when everyone was like, oh my God, I'm tapping into my creative childhood. I get it. It's actually a great idea. If you have the ability, Order a coloring book. Maybe you got kids at home and you take one of theirs. Take their crayons. You know how therapeutic that is? Sometimes I get so into, I'll play with Belle, my niece, and baby Thomas, my nephew. He's not old enough to even hold a pencil or I don't even think he knows where his hands are. But yeah, I don't think he see more than 4 inches in front of his face. He's such a sweet little tiny baby. I'll play with Belle and she'll be coloring and then I'll use one of her coloring books and I get so into it that she starts trying to share my page and I'm like, I gotta check myself and remind myself that she's a child, this is her toy and she just wants to play because she loves me and I love her, but she colors outside the lines. Like, she's not good at it yet. I love her, but like not good at coloring inside the lines yet. I know she's 2 and a half. She'll get there. Ugh. Anyways, adult coloring books are amazing. Adult coloring books, a puzzle, reorganize your closet, reorganize your shelf, rearrange a bookshelf. If you have a bookshelf, well, do something. Go hang a picture that you haven't hung in a while. Go on Snapfish and order like 60 free prints on your phone. Order a bunch of 4x6s of friends and pictures so that 3 days later when the Snapfish photos come to your doorstep, you get so excited and remind yourself. And then you can put them in new frames. You can switch out old photos. That might be a fun little thing to do. But have something in your day or within your life that you can make little progress with. The next one is for anxiousness. It's not always that you just have to cold plunge or physically change your body in your physiological state, which is great. And we'll talk about that. Sometimes it's as simple as our mind is racing and we just want it to slow down. What we can do is you're going to take your car keys. Just hear me out. You're going to walk. You're going to turn off this podcast. Or you put your headphones in. Ooh, this is a good one. Put your headphones in. Grab your phone. Grab your car keys. Walk to your car, wherever it is. If you have a car, great. Very lucky. If not, then we'll talk about it. Go to your bike. Go to your friend's car. Maybe they have a car. You can do this. open the trunk, open all four doors, or however many doors, 2, 6, 8, whatever. Open all the doors and bring a trash bag, clean that biatch out. I'm talking pop the rugs out. Give them a smack on the concrete. Get all the dust that has settled into the bottom of the mats. Clean in between the little leather pieces. Clean the windshield. Clean the buttons and the knobs. Do something, because once you start cleaning a car, you realize how dirty it is. You're like, I'm actually a pretty clean person. I have a Jetta and I keep it pretty clean. Great. However, if you start cleaning that Jetta, even if you just took it to Auto Bell and got a big fat detailing, you will still find straggling pieces of hair. You will still find old stickers from when people came into your car. Whatever it is, you'll find something, you'll clean it, and you will feel 10x, I am telling you. And if the car is not an option for you to clean, like maybe you legit did just get it cleaned, look under your bed. Lift up the bed skirt. Take a gander. Unless you are those people, for some, I don't understand how they do it. Maybe they have a storage unit, but they clean it, you look under their bed, and there's like maybe a dust bunny or two, or like a rogue sock that fell. I don't understand. There's not one square centimeter of space underneath my bed that has not been infiltrated by giant Ziploc bags or boxes. Clean the box. Take out one box. Organize it. Do you need all of that stuff? Organize something. You're like, I don't really like cleaning. I guarantee you, if you hop into that closet, you open one drawer or you clean one shelf, you will become addicted. You'll be itching for it. You're so excited. Or here's a good one that we could all do. Listen up, ladies and gentlemen. Clean the refrigerator. Oh my God. Nothing is juicier than opening up your refrigerator and things are in line. The shelves are stocked, but minimally. You can put, if you have got some parsley in there, throw that in a glass cup of water. It will last you 3 weeks and you look like a girly of health. You can stack some Tupperware. Maybe you throw out those 3 week old leftovers. Taylor Longbottom, if you're listening to me, get rid of the leftovers in the refrigerator. Get rid of them. They've been there since I was there in October. Get rid of them. You will feel so light. Here's one that we don't think about. Sometimes when our head is so busy, we want our environment to match it. Chaos attracts chaos. Like attracts like. And this is something that I learned several years ago that I did about myself. When I was in the most anxious state of my life, I'm talking the lowest of the low, I was like, oh, I guess I just won't be happy again. And I just will live numb and anxious and just keep going in this jitter state. This is super fun, fight or flight. Literally didn't think I would come out of it until I was starting to come out of it. Like, you don't know it until you're almost on the other side. So here we are. I promise I'm not speaking out of my ass here. I promise you I've been there and it is hard. And whether you're dealing with grief or loss or any type of stress at all, unnamed stress. Like, I don't understand stress. I get it. Stress is stress and it's hard. But something that I tended to do was I guess I got freaked out by silence or stillness of any sort. I would still meditate every day, but it would have to be a guided meditation where someone was speaking to me. So there was really never silence. And if there was, it was because my phone died or for some reason there wasn't, I don't know what it was, but every time I got into a car, there was either an audiobook playing or a podcast playing. One quick switch that you can make. It's not going to make it quiet. Don't get freaked out. You can still sit in the chaos of your mind a little bit, but replace your podcast or your audiobook with music. I know that that sounds silly, but people who listen to podcasts, we like them on all the time. It feels like there's a friend around. I've had people tell me that they feel like I'm just chilling with them when they listen to this podcast. That is my crack. That is my crack. If you tell me that if I hear someone say that, if they message me, I genuinely get chills. I screenshot every single message I get. And I every single time someone tells me they enjoy anything about the podcast, I'm like full body chills. Thank you. I love you. But truly turn it off and listen to music. And you might think, oh, but I really love this podcast. I really love this podcast. It's not going anywhere. You're going to listen to it later. But while you're driving, something happens. We forget how much we love music. We truly forget how much we love music until it's on again. And immediately you will understand what I mean when you turn on the music and you allow yourself to feel something rather than just absorb and learn something. Yes, podcasts and audiobooks can of course make you feel something, but they're designed to inform and engage and stimulate all senses in a way that makes you, especially if it's self-help or a health podcast, it's like a task. It's like makes you want to go do something. Whereas music, it makes you want to feel something. It physiologically changes your state. It's not just a comfort, but it will, because it can be a comfort, but it can it can truly change the way you sit in your chair. It can change the way you are looking at the colors outside your window. It can help completely shift your mindset. I challenge you for the first 5 or 10 minutes of your car ride, maybe you have a 15-minute car ride to work, listen to one song before you put on a podcast. Do it at a light. Don't text and drive. That's one that people don't often think about. Music instead of a podcast for a little bit. Here's one that you don't think about. Anxiety so often comes from our own inner thoughts. Oh my gosh, what am I going to do? This affected me. How am I going to get through this? I. What if we flipped the script and went and helped someone? Even if you don't help someone, text 3 people, call someone, write a handwritten note. Not everyone. I've got a junk drawer and it has a bunch of thank you letters. And I tell myself all the time, like, girl, write a letter, write someone a letter, because everyone loves seeing a handwritten letter come to their house. And I don't understand why. I guess we get so much spam and junk mail that when we see something different, it attracts us. Do something for someone else. Buy someone a coffee. Hey, I mean, not just, you don't have to like go leave your house and get a coffee, but find some way to place your concern into giving to someone else. Get outside of your own mind. Get outside of your health, your head. Okay, we're going to take a little bit of a pivot. One, I have to mention the absolute love of my life. Love of my life, Organifi. I have been taking the Organifi greens juice. Yes, you all know about this, but the Organifi, it's the supplement that I've been taking for years and years now, and they're my favorite partnership. I've been taking their Shilajit gummies, which is, I've only been taking one gummy. It says you can take 2 a day, but I've only been taking one in the morning or at night if I forget. But Shilajit, it is something that helps your cognition. It helps your cellular regeneration. It helps the entire body. And Shilajit is like a black charcoal colored minerally substance that tastes not great, but Organifi made them into these jelly capsules that when you consume them, but when you consume them, you genuinely are reaping so many different benefits from a brain health, from a cellular level, from a overall inflammation and energy level. I have been loving them. They taste like this vanilla, lemony, but not super flavorful, which I like. You don't want to, if it tastes too good, I get worried. You know what I mean? Anyways, if you want to try any of the Organifi supplements, you know a person in your life who loves the supplements, or you want to get on a subscription base, that's what I do, is I ensure that I have the greens juice, the Shilajit gummies, and my protein. I think I have the protein on every 2 months because it takes me a little while to get through it. And then the Organifi greens juice, I have the apple flavor. That is the one that I have on absolute repeat, no question, because I share it now with partner. It's divine. And you can go to Organifi.com and use the code HTH at checkout, or you can use the Organifi.com/HTH. The link will also be in the show notes. You can find it on my Instagram at ElizaG_wellness and check out my highlights for Organifi. You can't miss it. I'm obsessed with this stuff. I take it every single day. It helps me stay regular, energized, and helps me fill in my nutritional gaps for when I'm traveling, when I have a long day at work. Maybe I don't want a salad. You will love it. We're taking a hard pivot to some of the more, I say extreme, but I'd say like if there's a spectrum from beginner to intermediate to advanced on the level of wellness, like where you're at with your holistic practices, how far are you willing to go? Where are you saying, okay, I tried this, like now anxiety wise, let's get some pills. Do what works for you. These are things that have worked for me. Now, the hourglass is starting to get a little bit, it's starting to get low. Let's get into this real quick. For the more extreme girlies or fellers, something that I truly believe can help reduce anxiety or help support a natural process of reducing anxiety over time are bi-weekly or even once a month when you're really feeling like you need it, colonics. I have done full episodes on colonics, and these are hydrocolonics, which means that you're using water, and I'm not saying that you're spraying everywhere. It's a very clean process. If you want to hear more about that, you can go into, I think I have an entire episode called like buttholes. It's all about colonics. It's incredible. The feeling that you get when you are cleansed and you feel that there's no stagnant energy in you, you feel like a lighter, cleaner version of yourself. It is something that if you feel like you have really, truly at a holistic level, like done what you need to do, and you're still feeling this sense of anxiety, sometimes tapping into that really deep, like root chakra of your body, going in, cleansing, it is not painful. It is not weird. It is not sexual. It is not like the size of what you are inserting or what they are inserting. All the concerns that you have, they will address and tell you that it's no big deal and it will not happen. The size of what you're really using, it's thinner than your pinky. I don't know how big your pinky is. It's thinner than your pinky. It's like a straw. And I can guarantee you, if you're listening to this podcast, you've had conference calls that are 10 times more aggressive than what this is. Colonics. The next is going to be acupuncture. I have only had acupuncture 2 times, but I remember that she was super holistic, and I believe that she was also more into cosmetology or she's into the cosmos. And she was like reading me like a book and telling me all these different things about my life and different meridians in my body that were out of whack and out of balance and things that made me so, it really resonated. And I don't know exactly the science behind acupuncture, but there is something, and it's not painful at all. I didn't even feel the needles, but there is something about that stillness. It forces you to stay so still and to trust that the body really does know how to heal itself. Acupuncture is a great option. And here's one that I'm going to say in air quotes, because this is not advice. This is not anything. This is just what I've heard from some other people and perhaps from experience. Mushrooms. Mushrooms are phenomenal. There are so many rehabilitation centers, PTSD protocols for helping heal PTSD, anxiety, depression, so many different protocols now that utilize mushrooms for healing, not just ayahuasca or doing these crazy retreats, but there are ways to dose yourself or have a actual guided medical practitioner guide you through a mushroom protocol that helps to recalibrate your brain and help to reallocate where some of that brain energy has been going. I wish I had I wish I had more science behind that right now. But what we do know is that there is so much research now that psychedelic mushrooms have been able to help treat and prevent PTSD, a lot of psychological issues, traumas, and it's been a huge part of a lot of people's healing journeys. And I know that personally from a lot of people, it's changed lives. That is on, those are the three that I'd say are on the more extreme journey. I'm not saying anyone like needs to go out and get their colon cleaned and do mushrooms and do acupuncture. I have a couple more that we're not going to get into. But these are all things that have been known to help reduce anxiety, to get into new head spaces when you feel like you've tried everything. Again, these are options for people all the way from, you know, you're just beginning in your wellness space, all the way to, hey, I've been doing this for a long time and these are things that I want to learn something new. When you are considering anxiety, I do hope that you are taking those foundational approaches of reducing caffeine, ensuring you're getting good sleep, spending a marked amount of time less on your phone, and getting to the real root of why you're feeling this way. I'll put the links to some of these details in the show notes. If you haven't already, head over to Apple Podcasts, leave us 5 stars. If you are listening on Spotify, click the little check mark at the top right to ensure that you never miss an episode. You can rate us there as well. 5 stars would be ideal. Thanks for being here, and we will talk to you next Thursday. Thank you.